Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Joining us now is Katie Cooper, co-chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board Innovation Committee, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef. So, Katie, tell us what's going on with the beef checkoff.
Thanks for having me. The beef checkoff is still using the iconic beef, It's What's for Dinner brand as a powerful promotional tool. It's been around for almost 3 decades and is still going strong. It's just 100% digital now. By cutting expensive broadcast television, we are reaching more consumers with fewer dollars by advertising on all the different digital media platforms. We're also partnering with popular online grocery delivery services and using the power of social influencers to spread the positive messages about beef to their audiences. In doing so, Beef, It's What's for Dinner reached consumers 1 billion times just last year, and producers made it happen. Your dollars help drive greater demand for beef in a new generation of consumers.
Well, thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Katie. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency last week announced changes for the emergency haying and grazing of acres enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. This includes changes outlined in the 2018 Farm Bill that streamlines the authorization process for farmers and ranchers. Farm Director Ron Hayes has the story.
For cattle producers that have CRP land on their operation, it's a pretty big deal. The announcement coming at the end of this last week from the Farm Service Agency of USDA, their Administrator Richard Fordyce says this is all about giving producers a little more flexibility and quickly being able to move when they need pasture for their cattle.
During a drought, during excessive heat and dry weather, and a need for additional forage, literally every day really counts to be able to allow a producer to get out there and either turn cattle or whatever on that land for grazing or to hay it. The changes in the Farm Bill really have kind of streamlined that process. It creates an automatic trigger, and that trigger is that county, according to U.S. Drought Monitor, has to be in D2 drought for a week, and it's an automatic trigger.
Based on direction from the 2018 farm law, it's a much more streamlined process to be able to turn cattle out on that CRP land when you've got drought. Check with your local FSA office for details. I'm Ron Hayes.
Just a reminder, all USDA service centers are open for business, including some that are open to visitors to conduct business in person, or you can schedule appointments. All service centers wishing to conduct business with the FSA, Natural Resource Conservation Center, or any other service agency should just go ahead and call ahead, make sure they're in the office, and schedule your appointment that way. Well, House Ag Committee Chairman Colin C. Peterson of Minnesota and Ranking Member Michael K. Conaway of Texas sent a letter to U.S. Department of Ag's Secretary Sonny Perdue, urging him to work with university policy research centers to analyze issues that are related to the cattle industry, especially in light of the recent and ongoing stress related to COVID-19. In the letter, Peterson and Conaway call on USDA's Office of the Chief Economist to evaluate cattle market structure, price discovery, price reporting, purchasing mandates, and barriers to enter into the packing sector. The letter also specifically asks a few of the following questions. 1. How did the sector get to its current structure, and what are the advantages and disadvantages for producers as well as consumers? Is the current capacity sufficient for the industry to thrive and grow? Are there policy options to expand capacity or increase price discovery regionally or nationally? And would those options address current concentration and supply chain vulnerability concerns? Those are just a couple of the questions. You can actually read a complete copy of the letter on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.